And now, please welcome the host of Blockbusters, Bob Holness.
Speaking about things they've seen on the TV. Speaking about things insensibly. They're watching rubbish show so that you don't have to. Then they'll watch another. They'll watch with mothers. Okay.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to part three of our triptych of classic game show podcasts. If you're doing things the right way, as a regular listener, you'll be listening to this directly after two other classic game shows. But if you're new to Watch Your Mothers, no matter, what you're about to hear is a classic game show.
And you're doing it wrong.
Yeah, you are doing things wrong, but if they're newcomers, you can't really blame them.
Yeah, but if they're newcomers, they should now stop this recording. They should go back to part one, which was 2 weeks ago. They should listen to that. They should then immediately listen to Crosswitch, which came after Lucky Ladders, which was the first one, and then listen to this. If you're listening to this first and you've not heard the first two, you're wrong. You're doing it wrong. This is the third part in a three-part collectible stick-together podcast thingy, Bob, and you're doing it wrong. Switch it off.
Either way, we should probably get back to our game. And what is the game this time?
Right, this week, this next bit, we're doing Blockbusters. Hey!
Hey, everybody loves Blockbusters.
They do indeed. Ran from 1983 to 1993. Who was the eponymous host of Blockbusters?
Eponymous? He's not eponymous unless you call it Bob Holness Busters.
All right.
Sorry.
You fucking bastard!
Yeah, Bob Holness.
Bob Holness, right, yeah. Okay, it was actually a little known fact for you here. Blockbusters was also presented by Michael Aspel and Lisa Tarbuck.
That was in later years,
it was
it?
Yes. Like, they took it off the air in 1993. They tried to bring it back on BBC Two with Michael Aspel. Didn't work. Tried to bring it back on Sky One with Lisa Tarbuck. Didn't work. Why didn't it work?
Well, sorry, I kept interrupting there, but the reason it didn't work in those two instances is because it didn't have the eponymous host, Bob Holness Busters.
Exactly, Bob Holness Busters. So, you know, that's a lesson to anybody. If you're going to try and bring back a show, try bringing it back with the original person, unless it's blankety-blank with Les Dennis, because Les Dawson. That actually worked after Terry Wogan, didn't it?
Well, yeah, Terry Wogan was the original, wasn't he? And he didn't die or anything, so, yeah.
Yeah, so whatever that meant. Blockbusters, you used to watch it, I'm assuming?
I did used to watch it. It wasn't in a usual game show slot, was it?
No.
In the schedules?
No, it was on, I think it was on at about 5:30 of an afternoon, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was very much a student and young person's quiz show.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, it featured school children. There was a team of two children, and there was a team of one child. And weirdly as well, wasn't it, that the one child competed against the two children. And it was amazing how many times that the one child team beat the two child team.
Was it not the case that the one child was slightly older, or is that just my mind playing tricks?
I think
that's
your mind playing tricks on you. From our own school, we had a lad who went on Blockbusters, and he went all the way. He went all the way to the gold run and won them all.
But then in later life, he got hit by a car.
So there's obviously a lesson there.
Not sure what it is, but it's probably something to do with don't go on Blockbusters.
Right. Well, yeah, but and not heeding our own advice, what are we now going to do?
I'm probably going to get hit by a car because I'm settled in my seat,
right,
and I'm ready for Blockbusters.
Okay, you're 14 years old. Would you like to pick a name for yourself?
Clive.
That's a lovely name. Right, well, hello, Clive. Welcome to Blockbusters. In a change from the usual format, you'll be playing on your own today. I'm your host, Bob Holness. Oh, we forgot the theme tune. Wait a minute. Yeah, whatever. Right, so, hello, I'm Bob Holness. Hello.
Welcome.
Hello, Clive.
Welcome.
Welcome. Are you ready to... are you having a lovely day, by the way?
Yeah, I'm having a lovely day today. Thanks, Bob.
Right, lovely. Well, should we crack on?
Yeah, if your throat's up to it, yeah.
Yeah. Right. Now then, we're following the standard Blockbusters board, which you should see in front of you, Clive, but for the benefit of the listeners at home, I will read out your category. Well, not your categories, your letters.
Yep.
Right, so in your first line, Clive, you've got an option between DD, P, F, or M.
Ooh, I could do a classic Blockbusters trick here, can't I?
Yeah, you could indeed. You could do, Clive.
Could I have... I'll, what I need is, I need a D, please, Bob.
It's a double D. You pillock. Right. What don't you see any white versions of anymore, Clive?
Dog chods.
No, it's dog dirt.
Same thing.
Eh?
Oh, it's a double D.
It's a double D, dog dirt.
Do I get that right?
No, you got that wrong. No. Right, so you can have a P, an F, or an M.
P, please, Bob.
See what you did there? Right. What P comes off the end of a cock or out of a fanny somehow?
Is it... piss?
Hey! You got that right. Well done, Clive.
Yay.
Yay. So where do you go to school, Clive?
I went to school in Sleaford.
Well, you're still at school. Don't forget it's a quiz for school children, Clive.
I am at school in a school in Sleaford.
Right, are you enjoying that?
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah? Is your PE teacher a psychopath?
Yeah, I've got my suspicions about him.
Yeah, he's like Brian Glover, isn't he, in Kes. Casper? Well, obviously that was Colin Welland, admittedly.
A bit worse than that.
Yeah, he was a right bastard. Anyway, right, Clive, now then, from P... you can either have, going across the board here, obviously, you can have JW or T.
JW or T?
Yeah, JW, as in JW one thing. Yeah, JW or T.
JW one thing.
No, JW or T. One block's got JW in it, the other block's got T in it.
Did they have double blocks?
No, they didn't. I read the rules wrong when I was doing it, Clive.
You're thinking of the periodic table.
What?
You're thinking of the periodic
table.
No,
because
of
in the gold run they had loads of letters in them. But just bear with, just bloody bear. I'm older than you, right? You're 14, you're at school. I'm Bob Monkhouse, so just bloody bear with me, all right? It's either JW or T, Clive.
So that's how it works, is it?
Yeah.
Can I have JW one ting?
Right. Who's hardest, John Wayne or Wayne Sleep? Are you there, Clive?
Is it John Wayne, the eponymous John Wayne?
It is indeed. Well done, Clive. Well done. So that's you going across the board there. Well done.
Thank you.
Right. Now then, from JW, Clive, you've got either V or IPB.
So there's three letters in one of these blocks, is there?
Well, yeah, because like I said, I read the gold rule, gold run rolls wrong.
So what were they, IPW
or IPB or V? Yeah.
IPB or V?
Yeah.
Can I have IPB one thing?
Well, it's not one thing, but IPB, are you ready, Clive?
Yep.
Who'd win in an arm wrestle between bears and buffaloes?
IPB. I presume bears.
Ooh, it's probably bears.
Well, where's I come into it then?
It's probably bears.
Right, I can see where I went wrong there.
Yeah, right, so you've got now a choice. Well, V. So, are you ready? It had all lizard people in it off of the telly.
Is this a question?
Yes, V.
What's the question again?
It had all lizard people in it off of the telly.
Had all this. That's the television programme V.
Yay! Well done, Clive. You're doing well. So, have you got a girlfriend, Clive?
What, the 14-year-old me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has she got big tits?
I'm not saying that.
Right. You got to F now, Clive. Are you ready?
Yeah.
What F shits in your garden at night, Clive?
Sorry, can you repeat the question?
What F shits in your garden at night, Clive?
It begins with F.
Can you pay a bloody attention? What F? Yes, what bloody F? What goes for shit in your garden at night? It's F.
Is there... Well, it could be lots of things, Bob.
Well, it could indeed, but it's one specific thing. Because this is Blockbusters, this is how it works.
Can I have a clue?
No. Your clue is what F shits in your garden at night?
Is it a falcon?
No, right. Oh, you fucked it. It's a fox. Right, you've got that means you have to go back to TW, down into T here, Clive. You ready?
Yep.
What T rhymes with bird and comes off of your arsehole? Clive?
Is it a
turd? Yes. Well done, Clive. Right. To go forward, you've got an E now, Clive. Are you there?
Yes.
Right. Hey, what E do chickens shit out of their bums, Clive?
Eggs.
Yay! You're on a roll now, Clive. Right, you've got a choice now. OTT or D?
I'll go for OTT, please, Bob.
Okay. What's the best arm wrestling film ever made, Clive?
Over the Top.
Whey! Nice one. Everybody loves Over the Top.
Is that Chuck Norris, is it, Bob?
No, it's Sylvester Stallone.
Right.
Now then, Clive. This is to win it, this.
Whey.
Are you ready? Right, it's W or S.
Okay.
Well, what do you want?
Oh, sorry, I thought that was one block.
No, it's W or S. What do you want?
Which is easiest?
S, probably.
I'll have S, probably.
Right. What S comes off of your bum, Clive?
Is it shit?
Oh, it stink,
stool.
Clive. It stink. Right, that leaves you with W. You'll get this. They make your dinner and moan a lot.
Is it wife?
Oh, Clive, you fucked it. It's woman. It's woman. Right, that means you have to go down to D, Clive. You ready?
Yep.
Hang on, I've lost it. Oh, right. Oh, jeez. What D? Oh, look, bear with me, Clive. What D shits dog dirts off of its anus?
Is it dog?
Well done, Clive. Right, this is to win, Clive. E, E, E. Are you ready?
Yep.
He's a wazzock what ski jumps badly.
Eddie Eagle Edwards.
Nice one, Clive. You're through to the gold rush.
Hey,
what have you? Right. Would you like to hear about tonight's gold rush prize, Clive?
Well, it was never very good on Blockbusters, was it?
Well, are you ready?
Yep.
Right, tonight's Gold Rush prize is a corker. For your school, you'll win a state-of-the-art VHS video recorder, a state-of-the-art VHS video camera, a top-of-the-range Wood Effect Pi television, and one of those wheeled trolley things that they get wheeled around on. Plus, £1,000. And for you, Clive, it's an amazing £20 book token to spend on the school textbooks of your choice. What do you think of that, Clive?
Can I spend it on mucky books?
No, you can only spend it on school textbooks, it says here, Clive.
Biology textbooks?
Because they'll only open on the page with a fanny on them, won't they?
Right, I'll take it.
Right, okay, right. You ready to do the gold run now, Clive?
Yep, I'm ready.
Are you sure about that?
Well, yeah. What do you want? Shall I sit up straight?
Yeah, sit up straight a bit, Clive. Right, we're into the gold run. Right, so Clive, you've got a choice between MT, JBJ, OTT, or PL?
Can I have OTT, please?
Hang on. Right, again, what is the greatest arm wrestling movie ever made?
That'd be Over the Top.
Hey, well done, Clive. Right, you've got a choice between IAJ or BD.
Can I have IAJ, please?
Right, what do mucky movie actresses end up covered in, Clive?
IAJ.
Yeah, IAJ, Clive.
Can I have a clue?
No. It's Blockbusters, Clive.
It's the last word, jizz.
Could be. But that's a clue, isn't it?
Something and jizz.
I have to hurry you, Clive.
I can't get it. Something and jizz.
It's in all jizz, Clive. I'm sorry about that. So you have to go for BD now. Are you ready for BD?
Yeah.
What BD pisses on these modern American wrestlers?
BD?
Yeah.
That's Big Daddy.
Big Daddy. Well done, Clive. You used to like Big Daddy.
I still do. I'm only 14.
Oh, right. Fair dues. Yeah, of course. Yeah, obviously you like him. He's only just discovering... what do you discover at the age of... Well, yeah, the obvious, isn't it, Clive?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So you've got a choice now, Clive, between LL or ITIA.
Well, it's tough, isn't it? Because where you get more than one letter, often it's... Well, it could go either way. It could be much easier or much harder.
Well, that was the beauty of Blockbusters.
Let's go for the multiple letter one.
ITIA. Okay, yeah. Who sang Save Your Kisses For Me?
That was the Brotherhood of Man, wasn't it?
We say, I think it's ABBA, Clive, which is ITIA. So I'm afraid you got that wrong.
How is it ITIA?
Because I think it's ABBA.
No, you're going to have to scrap that question.
So, LL, Clive, I'm afraid. You've knocked out one option. Right. One's little and the other's large. Who are they, Clive?
Little, large.
Oh, cannon and ball. Sorry about that. Which means, you've knocked out your options, Clive. So you're going to have to go for either MT or JBJ.
I'll go for JBJ, please.
Wait a minute. Who is the big-haired American who goes down in a blaze of glory, Clive?
Is it John Bon Jovi?
John Bon Jovi, yes.
Yep.
Yes, Clive? Right. You've only got one option. If you don't get this, you've fucked it.
Okay.
Right, TW, Clive. Who's got a brand new combine harvester?
The Wurzels.
The Wurzels. Well done, Clive.
Thank you.
Now then,
Buster.
You've got your next option, Clive. You've got either PR or TAA.
I'll go for TAA, please.
TAA. Who's the twat out of Simon Le Bon, Boy George, and that other wazzup?
Simon Le Bon, Boy George. And it's TAA.
TAA, Clive.
I'm going to have to pass.
Oh, it's they all are. You see?
Yeah.
Right, you've only got one option here, Clive. PR. Are you ready for this?
Yep.
Which big-hearted bomber got buggered off of a bomber in Raiders of the Lost Ark?
Big-hearted bomber?
Yeah, the clue's in the question, Clive.
What are the letters again?
PR.
A big-hearted bomber...
Yeah, got buggered off of a bomber in Raiders of the Lost Ark.
PR?
PR.
PR.
Do you see, Clive?
Not really.
Are you going anywhere nice on your holidays this year, Clive?
I was thinking about Whitstable.
Not really that nice, is it?
Probably not.
No. I'll give you that one, Clive. It was Pat Roach.
Nice.
Right, you've only got one choice here. GG, you ready for this?
Yep.
Who's the leader of the gang, Clive?
Gary Glitter.
Gary Glitter. Lovely, well done. And now you've got to win. This is to win the TV, the video, the £1,000 for your school, plus a £20 buck token for yourself, Clive. You have a choice between PMPS or OOIA.
Hang on, what were the choices?
PMPS or OOIA?
PMPS, please.
Okay, Clive?
Yeah.
When's Easter?
It's PMPS.
Yes.
Is that the answer, PMPS?
Well, that's not the answer. Those are the initials.
Post, morning, pre, supper?
No, afraid not, Clive. It was probably March, possibly September.
Right, I've only got one chance left then.
I'm afraid so. Oh, no, you haven't. You've actually got two if you fuck this up. But let's go for this one, see if you win it. OOIA. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Where does a dog shit from?
OOIA.
That's right.
Off of its arse.
Hey! You've won the bloody gold run!
Hey,
how do you feel, Clive?
Hey, think the music kicks in.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, so yeah, there you go. You've won the video. You've won the video camera. You've run the top of the range What Effect Pi television on one of them wheel trolley things, and you won £1,000. Yes.
Yeah.
That's for your school, and for you, you've won £20.
Excellent.
How do you feel?
Well, eponymous Bob, I've never felt this way before.
Really?
Ecstatic.
Ecstatic. Well, that's it then. Well, it only remains for me to say thank you very much for listening to Blockbusters.
Bob,
what?
Before we go, when we do the music at the end, can we do the Blockbuster hand jive, please?
Yeah, you can do. Yeah, if you like. Have you got your hands ready?
Yeah.
Right, okay, well, it only remains for me to say thank you to Clive.
Bob?
Yep, whatever. And thanks from me, Bob Holness, and we'll see you again on ITV tomorrow evening at 5:30. Say goodbye, Clive.
Bob, are you going to do the Blockbuster hand jive as well?
Yeah, I've got my hands ready, Clive. Are you going to say goodbye?
Then. Bye.
Clive?
Bye then.
Bye. Yep, see you. Right. Whatever!
Well, that went well.
Well, it didn't go brilliantly, but it went better than Lucky Ladders or Crosswits.
Do you think so?
Yeah, it was all right, that. I mean, you won the... well, out of everything, you lost Crosswits, didn't you?
That'll be the phone.
Unbelievable!
So, is that Blockbusters done, is it?
That's it now, yeah. You should now have all three of your game shows. You should have been chuckling away as well as following all the rules. You should have been completely up to speed with all three of those shows to the point that you'd be able to go on them and win them.
Well, yeah, I think we've given them all the tools they need to win any 80s game show, should they get a time machine, go back and be in the market for some crappy prizes.
Well, exactly. I think it went reasonably well. Taken together as a whole, I think you've certainly got value for money there. And if you don't take it together as a whole, well, you've done it all wrong, as we've said. So don't come complaining to us that you've had 15 minutes here, 20 minutes there, and oh, I'm not happy about this and all that rubbish. Because it's not our fault, is it?
Well, no, they've actually had a bumper jumbo podcast, really.
Yeah, featuring three of the greatest game shows, like you say, the 1980s. So everybody wins, I think.
Everybody's happy, but I tell you who's going to be happy next time round.
Who?
Well, I don't want to make rash promises that I can't keep, but I've a feeling that just before Christmas Day, there may well be a Christmas special.
In fact, I think you're quite right. Because it's a Christmas special about TVs, you could call it a Christmas special, Christmas special.
A Christmas...
Because it's about Christmas specials.
So hang on, Christmas special, Christmas special.
Yeah, it's our Christmas special, but it's about Christmas specials, so therefore it's a Christmas special, Christmas special.
So there's three Christmas specials in that. Christmas special... Christmas special. Shmish.
No, no, there's not three. There's two Christmas. There's two Christmases, right? You've got Christmas special one, which is their Christmas specials, and then you've... Oh, dear. Fucking hell. You've got the other one.
So, hang on, they're having... They've got a different Christmas to us.
No. No, wait a minute. They're having the same Christmas as we are, you know, which is all figs and big chickens. But yeah. we're having a Christmas special. It's our Christmas special, but we discuss Christmas specials. You know, you said it as a throwaway line at the end of the bloody thing. Oh, by the way, next week, listeners, if you're very lucky, we'll have a Christmas special. Now it's turned into this.
Well, you started it because you started calling it a Christmas special. Christmas special.
I didn't call it a Christmas special, did I? I didn't call it that. I didn't use a Christmas. I didn't say Christmas. Did I say Christmas?
Well, I thought you said it three times.
No, I said a Christmas special. Christmas special. I didn't say Christmas special. Christmas special. Christmas special. That wouldn't make any sense.
Right. Well, that's coming up anyway.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. I hope you look forward to that. Bloody hell. Anyway, I hope you enjoy the game shows. None of you moaning, thanks. We're not interested, are we?
No, we're not interested. All that remains is for me, the eponymous swineshead, to say goodbye.
Okay, and it's all that remains for me, for the eponymous Napoleon, to say goodbye. Have a happy Christmas, and I look forward to seeing you over the next three Christmases.
Yeah, we'll see you at the Christmas special, Christmas special.
Christmas. Happy Christmas!
Watching TV in our pants. Get out the mini chatters. It's watch with mothers. It's watch with mothers.